Hello, all of my podcast friends. It is Dion C. Simmons here, aka Lady D, and welcome to episode 2 of Lady D's audio journal. It's a beautiful day here in Louisiana. I am actually on a late lunch, so I'm doing some walking. Not far from the building where I work is a Subway, so I have decided to walk over and have lunch there, get out, stretch my legs, enjoy the breeze and the fresh air. And I decided, hey, what better time than now to record this podcast? So hopefully the sound quality is okay as I am taking this walk to grab some lunch and just enjoy a beautiful day and share some awesome news with all of my podcast friends. So if you haven't already, I want to invite you to go and listen to episode 1, where I talk about being at a crossroad. I've decided to title this episode 2, I Did It. I think that's the perfect title for this particular episode. Episode 2, I Did It. So welcome to my podcast, to all of the new podcast friends that are on for this episode. Thank you for hopping on, listening, sharing, and or commenting or providing some feedback as this particular platform allows. So welcome to my world. I decided to use this podcast as a way to just journal some different things as I am making some transitions in this current season of my life. I decided to do an audio journal. Of course, I do have some written ones, but I wanted to use this avenue and platform to think some things out. You know, sometimes it's different when you hear something, you can talk it out and you're listening to your words and listening to your thoughts. And you are, you know, exchanging thoughts, ideas, and words with other people. And so that's how this all got started. That's how this podcast was born. And so, again, let's jump into episode 2. So, I Did It. Again, this is in reference to my first podcast, episode 1. So, if you haven't gotten a chance to check it out, I want to invite you to do so because it'll all make sense. Well, I am officially on the countdown from my resignation that I have turned in, and October 1 will be my last day working in the current industry that I work in. And I feel so liberated. I feel so excited. I feel so free. What I have decided to do in that time period, because I don't know what's next. I have not, I don't have anything lined up next. And this is completely out of my element, out of my character. In previous, I have always had another career or opportunity lined up. When I left one thing, I rolled into another. And this time I decided to do things differently. And how many of you know and believe and understand that different doesn't always mean difficult or crazy, or different doesn't always lead to a bad thing? There are many times in our lives when we think about it and we go back and review like our life and our life's journey, we can find that there are points where different was also connected to better. Different was also connected to something amazing, something new, a new relationship, a new partnership, a new idea, a new opportunity that presented something better than what you initially thought it would, because it was something different and outside of your comfort zone and something you've never done before. But then you prove to yourself that you can do it, or this wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. So I think sometimes different in our minds, it equals automatically difficult or uncomfortable. things of that nature. And so I decided to take the negative connotation off of entering into this season where it's different from my norm. So in previous, again, I would always roll out of one thing into to another where work, career, and income is concerned. Well, this time, I don't have anything lined up. I just knew that I was unfulfilled in the current industry. I was unengaged. I was uninspired. I was not happy any longer. And so it was merely me holding this place for the income, because it is my primary income source. I am an entrepreneur, so I have some other income sources in operation. However, of course, as we all understand with entrepreneurship, some industries, some entrepreneur efforts are not producing consistent income. And you know, even exploring that, I think part of that for me is because I have this security blanket of primary income. I have not pushed myself to the max in my business in order to create a sustainable, you know, reoccurring consistency in my business to produce income on a regular, consistent basis. So I'm doing things different this time. I'm going with God, and I have decided to allow Him to guide me, and I have decided to partner with Him and flow with Him. And what does that look like? Oftentimes, there are points where we have no idea what's next, what's coming down the pipeline. All we know is, I trust God, and I'm going to move in that direction, and I'm going to do everything that I know to do, everything that I have a human understanding to do, and then I'm confident that He is going to meet me in the gaps where I don't know what to do. So I've decided to go that route. I've decided to go big or go home regarding my faith and regarding, you know, up leveling in my faith and making faith leaps. And this is a definite faith leap. I don't have another job or promotion that I'm stepping into. I'm really literally stepping into the unknown. But I did it. I did it. I turned in my resignation because I knew that I was holding up the place for someone who is passionate about this work. They are passionate about the people that they will work with and work for. And I don't want to hold up this spot any longer that's meant for someone else. It is time for me to transition out of a thing and into something new so that someone else has the opportunity to transition out of a thing and into something new, right? It's a cycle. It's a cycle. And so where I am stepping out, they'll be able to step in. And so let me apologize now. There's probably a lot of traffic noise, and I just ran into a lawn guy. Oh my gosh. I tried to record this podcast once before on another day, and it was lawn work going on where I was that day too. So I don't know. It's the strangest thing that I keep running into that particular situation. But nonetheless, I think I'm going to move forward with this recording. And just hopefully it's not too chaotic in the background and you're still able to hear me and hear my encouragement, hear my heart, and the important information that I am endeavoring to relay on this particular episode. But yes, so I did it. I turned in my resignation. October 1 of 2018 will be my very last day working in this industry. But I'm excited. I'm excited about the person who will come in and take my place and what they'll bring to the table and what blessing they will be in this industry. And I'm also excited about what I am going to be rolling into and how I'll be able to be a blessing to others. And whatever capacity I will be working in, I'm excited about bringing who I am and what I have to offer to the table wherever God leads me. So I've decided that since I'm not rolling into another thing, Immediately after my last day in the industry that I work in, I've decided to sow my time. So I'll be sowing my time in the community with my local ministry and the different projects that we have going on there. I'll be sowing my time. I'll be loving on folks. I'll be getting out in the community and networking and partnering with other people that are entrepreneurs, other people that are, you know, in full-time ministry or do ministry work. Because how many of you know that ministry isn't just connected to our local ministry? Ministry just means to serve. So those people who are serving in various capacities and they're doing things in the community and doing things with other organizations that are a blessing to folks, that's what I'm excited about. I'm excited about having the time during the day to be involved in some of the things that I would see on social media that I would be kind of bummed out about because I wouldn't be able to be involved or, you know, add to the conversation or add to the event with what I bring to the table because I was working, you know, a traditional job from 8 to 4:30 every day, Monday through Friday. My time was already allotted for. And so I'm very grateful and excited about being able to shift and having those daytime hours to partner with those efforts and to join my local ministry and help with the different things that are going on the campus there. So I believe that it's going to be a great stretching for me and my faith and a great stretching to not have the day mapped out for me. So now it's going to be about discipline and focus because I have to map out my own day. I have to be responsible with my time and budget it well, that 8 to 4:30 time period that I'm used to having already scheduled out for me and mapped out on what I need to do and what I need to get done and things of that nature. And so I'm just excited. And so I want to use this podcast to encourage someone else who's listening that you can do it just like I did it. Just do it. I'm going to take that tagline from Nike. Just do it. On the other side of faith, this is something that my apostle Stephen J. Newton said in one of our sessions one day. He said, everything on the other side of faith is good. And I know that we may, you know, talk ourselves out of it, or we may have our own thoughts, and we may have, you know, fear and insecurity and lack and the voices of other people in our minds that keeps us from stepping out into faith and stepping out on it and trusting it. But everything on the other side of faith is good. And so I am trusting and believing in that, and I am stepping out into the unknown, but my foundation is faith. And so I know that the God that I sing about, the God that I trust and believe in, the God that I serve is going to ensure that that my steps of faith are blessed and are favored. And so I want to encourage you, if you're listening and there is a decision that you need to make, if there's a faith move, a faith leap that you have been resistant on taking, just do it. Just do it and know that everything is well, that the very thing that you probably think will happen, 9 times out of 10, it won't. It's just fear. It's just fear that's keeping you from trusting and believing that the thing that you feel in your heart, the prompting that you feel, you know, in your spirit, it is good. It is on point. It is exactly what you should do. It is exactly the place that you should go. It's exactly the thing that you should say. It is not going to steer you wrong. So just do it. Hey, thanks guys for jumping in and listening to episode 2 of Lady D's Audio Journal. Hey, connect with me on social media. I am Dion C. Simmons on all platforms. You can also go to my website, DeonCSimmons.com. Again, that's DeonCSimmons.com, where you can find out more about me. There are products and services there that if you feel you need any of those products or services, reach out, purchase the material, and let's stay connected. Follow me on all of social media sites, and I'll follow you back. Let's work together as we step out and just do it. All right, bye for now. As always, be love, be light, and enjoy your life. Until next episode, take care.